or the way you have, and just get some consistency back.
Yeah, it's been good. I think even tonight is a little bit of a grind, a lot of three ball counts. But to be able to just kind of keep it in there, and the guys behind me made a lot of good plays, so I appreciate that. But yes, it feels good to kind of get rolling again in the second half.
How about just getting deep into games? I know that's kind of been your biggest demo.
Yeah, I think last week in Baltimore was, I think I had 24 or something, 23 pitching the first two. Then even tonight, it wasn't just real sharp early. But to be able to kind of have that, I guess it was the fifth, maybe it's five or six pitch, just to kind of keep that rolling and then get through the sixth, it was good.
How much fun has it been to see what Michael has done this year?
A lot of fun. I've been playing with Mike since 2021. He's probably the first guy I ever saw that was like, I don't know what a big league looks like, but that's him. And I think, he's been a heck of a player up to this point. But this year, I think he just, it's been special. It's been fun to watch. So I know I get to have him behind me every time I start. And he's a heck of an outfielder, but see what he's been doing at the plate just day in and day out. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
And turn that around, Michael, how much fun has it seemed what Bryce has done since, August or even back, over the past few years?
Yeah, like he said, I've been playing with him since 2021, and I've been seeing batters roll over and be out in front on that changeup. And he's been himself the whole time, knowing how his pitches work, not trying to beat anybody else, and just sticking to his plan. So obviously you see how that went tonight, and did a great job against one of the top offenses in the league.
Can both of you guys just speak to your confidence in Anthopoulos this time of year, that that he's working diligently to make the team better?
Well, honestly, we have no control in that. So we go out there with whoever we have. And obviously in the past, he's done what he's done and got a World Series out of it. So we have to have enough trust in him to put together a great team for us.
What's your 99th career start since you got here? You have the most starts of any Braves pitcher. You talk about going to the post and how that's important to you. What does that stat mean for you?
I mean, it means a lot. Like I've said before, it hadn't always been pretty, but showing up every fifth day and trying to give the team a chance to win, that's kind of, that's one thing that I've always kind of been able to hang my hat on. When I need to go, I'll go. And so hopefully we got a couple hundred more in there, and hopefully we're just getting started. But we're playing good baseball right now, and it's a lot of fun, so I'm a lot more worried about that.
Bryce, your pitching staff has done relatively well. The top 10 in numerous categories against one of the top offenses in baseball this year. What has been the key for you guys when you're facing them, or is there anything you're seeing or whatnot?
I mean, I think I give, I think each one of the starters do kind of their own prep, but I give a lot of the credit to Hef, JP, and our guys behind the scenes that do the game planning, and then obviously Joey and Murph and Trumpy and Sandy and all the catchers we've had, them going out there and calling the right pitches to give us a chance to be successful. So I think they do a great job, and it's been a lot of fun throwing to them.
Michael, knowing the struggles you went through last year, now we're talking about, this guy should have made the All-Star game. How does it feel knowing a year later you can contribute and help the team win both in the field and at the plate on a nightly basis?
Yeah, it feels good. Obviously, last year didn't go the way I wanted, especially knowing what kind of player I am and what I can bring to this team. So being able to do that for pretty much this whole year has felt good. And with the All-Star, I just control what I can control. Just going out here and trying to win games and trying to get to the World Series.
To feed on to that, how do you think your role on this team has evolved over the last 5 years?
I don't know, maybe I've slightly went up a staircase or two, but I've always just gone out there trying to do my thing, and as long as I do my job, it can help the team win, and everybody else kind of doing their thing too can kind of combine with mine to win a lot of games.
Bryce, the starting pitching staff has the luxury that this offense is always going to deliver on runs. Just how nice of that is it to have going into every start knowing the offense is going to back you up?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, I think especially, you give up a couple runs early, kind of gives you opportunity to, try to settle in and eat up as many innings as you can, and knowing that, at some point, whether we come all the way back or we don't, we're going to make a push at it. So Yeah, just trying to get as long as you can, even if you go 2-3 in the first, second, or third, you know. Just keep trying to eat outs, and that might do his thing in the fellas.
You always see, you know, GMs or whatever after the trade deadline, hey, my team has played well enough, I need to reward them. If you guys see a night like this, kind of reminds you how good this team really is and what, in addition here or there, how much that could benefit this team.
Yeah, I mean, like Mike said, you know, it's nothing we can control. I mean, I think, you know, we can roll the guys out there we got now and win a lot of ball games and make a run at it. So whatever we decide to do, great. But the 26 we got right now, I think would be pretty tough.
Any more? Thanks, fellas.